But I have secrets, so.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
That's yes.
Is that not the nature of D&D? We all have secrets.
It is.
Particularly this campaign.
Yes.
Everyone has secrets. So.
Yes. What did you do?
I don't know.
Me and Zoe were just
like, I'll just kill it. I was
eating some chips and.
I was just yapping with his mom.
PlayStation.
Your mom just followed me on Instagram like 20 minutes ago. Like, oh, Kelly! Hey!
Kelly.
Hello.
Get on my level. She's been following me for a little while.
She's been following me.
You also work together.
True.
Same.
I never see her though.
Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Constantine.
Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook since I created Facebook.
Where are you going, brother?
So I'm gonna tip rules card.
They're rules cards.
I'm trying to speak in old. I'm trying to write in old timey English.
That's good. So I guess he's gonna like casually the equivalent of, you know, in cartoons when people put their hands behind their back and they whistle when they walk to sound inconspicuous.
Yeah.
He's gonna
do
like
that.
Something like that as he walks towards casually to the other end of the hallway. Like he's like a scared deer trying to explore an abandoned house.
Yeah, oh my god. As you walk down the hallway, you notice that there's two of the mechanical men who, or the guards. You know that they're mechanical men. That are just kind of standing there at attention up against the wall. And they're like, halt! How can we be of assistance?
You violated the law.
Do they like approach me?
They don't, but the hallway is there. Like, they stand on either side of the hallway looking in.
I'm just looking for the bathroom.
I just came up with a dumb thought about them.
Oh, yeah, is there a bathroom in there?
I'm gonna say that there's probably little en-suites in between all of the rooms.
Okay.
So the little triangle in between each room is a bathroom.
Oh, triangle nice. Bathroom.
And there is indoor plumbing.
Oh,
this place is
incredible.
Incredible.
Where does it go?
Just
to the ground. Just a pipe and it drops down into the ground.
It's like airplanes.
Yeah.
It's like Astro Boy.
Huh?
He's the famous scene in Astro Boy.
Yeah, that's why they never depicted him using a bathroom, because he just does it in flight.
No, oh, I'm talking about how they dump all the robots off, y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Continue. Yes. They go, halt! You are to remain in your quarters. Why have you left?
Okay, Clanger.
I just...
It's a whole joke.
It's a joke about people getting mad at those little the delivery robots. So enough so they
can eat.
They've invented
thing.
More slurs.
That. New slur just dropped.
We can't stop ourselves.
It's from Clone Wars.
I know, but we can't stop ourselves.
I've been hearing that since I was 7.
Yeah. True.
He's going to
Star Wars
thing. It's like, oh, just meandering, getting a glass of water.
He goes, sir, you are to remain in your quarters. If you need assistance with anything, you can ring for the butler.
Come get us, we'll break out, dude.
Butler, can you please bring a cake with a file in it?
You're a butler.
Alfred Butler with two T's.
Butler.
That's all I can think
what
of.
What am I looking at? As if I have anything that's
remotely
useless.
You got your knowledge.
Kiss one of the robots.
Actually.
Kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. And they're both boys.
And they were both boys.
God.
Shoot, he's not gonna, like, acid splash them just for...
Why not?
I mean...
You did the last one!
You did.
Well, that was a point of emergency. Like, this is more of a thing of, like, you're in casual prison, but it's nice casual prison. Like, yeah, you're in prison.
Arrest.
You're in prison, but it's like, you're in a fancy and got servants. It's like, I wish to speak with the Oracle.
The men kind of look, they kind of look between each other, and then they look at you, and then they look between each other, and they're like, you kind of see that it's like going through the sort of like program Rolodex in its head of like, how do I respond to this question? The Oracle will summon you when he is ready.
Submit your query.
Can
I help you?
The Oracle is expecting me.
Ooh. They both look at each other again, and you can kind of see that they're all sort of like that it's just kind of spinning in its head. And it goes, and it just kind of goes, and it kind of, it like twitches, and it goes, the Oracle will summon you when he is ready.
He has summoned me.
They look at each other again. Roll me persuasion.
I was hoping it would break the robot.
My word.
13. That's a 14?
It's a 14.
Wait, no. So, wait, yeah, 14.
Yeah, 14. I'm going to say that you've managed to do this enough times that the robot just goes, the Oracle.
I did. Yeah.
You've managed to short it out enough.
Persuasion is charisma. I have a minus one. So minus one plus two.
I was looking at this because you have a one for persuasion right there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Plus one.
I got you.
Yeah.
Man.
You should have taken it in a paradox.
It starts shorting out. Like, it doesn't know how to process. Like, it doesn't know how to make decisions for itself.
Me.
Because
it has never experienced a robot before. So he's just...
It doesn't know how to make decisions for itself, and it did not have an answer to the question that you had. Like, it overlapped. Like, it was like, well, if he had been summoned, then the master would have told me. But he also says that he's been summoned, and why would he be summoned if the master had not summoned him? And
yeah.
So it stuck in a cycle. And they both start shorting out, essentially. They're both like, the door, and then they're just freaking out.
Okay, I'm going to step past them.
Okay.
Scared, but gently.
Okay.
What do I see as I go down this hallway?
You head down this hallway, and you see kind of branches off into hallways in either direction. You know that you walked not a good ways away, but like a decent amount of ways from where the office was. You see one end of the hallway leads to stairs that go up, and you see the other end of the hallway leads to stairs that go down.
It's 50-50, this bad boy. If it's odds I go up, evens, I go down.
Who else wanted to go? Leave?
Me.
If I came out of my room and I saw you were gone, I'd probably go.
Even.
Well, you also left while you were in mid-conversation.
Yeah.
True. He did just leave when you were after talking.
That's true. I went back to my room, I come out, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna find out where he went.
First day, Annie walks away in mid-conversation now.
Evens. So I go
downstairs.
You go down. You're going downstairs?
Yes.
We're gonna come back to that in a moment. You're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving together?
Do we just happen to leave at the same time? Like, oh, you going this way?
Howdy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. That was fine. I'm not going to be stealthing or.
No, I wasn't going to either. I'm not that kind of person anymore.
Walk into the door. We both reach the door at the same time.
Oh, you're going out as well.
And our hands touch.
Going out as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Figured better keep an eye on, see what's happening.
I'll do.
Connie went this way.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Now you did.
Cool. Now I'm gonna walk out. Do I just see the robots still, like, glitching?
You can hear them from the other end of the hallway just going,
Walk over, kind of wave my hand in front of it.
It just is, like, twitching.
Weird. We're gonna keep walking.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going down.
Yep.
Hallway.
Can I roll like a history or something and try to see if I remember how we got here?
I'm gonna say that you had to come down in order to get here.
Okay, so I'm gonna go up.
Okay. Are you following him?
Yep.
Bro.
Okay, so you guys both head up. So you guys are both headed upstairs. Connie.
Alone again.
Wait, by yourself.
I know. It's just funny that fate puts him alone again, even as people were following him. Yes, I go downstairs.
Yep. You go downstairs. You can kind of see that it'll like let off the floor every once in a while. And it seems like most of them look similar to each other. You look down one floor and it's like, oh, this is just like another hallway full of artifacts and some rooms. You're like, oh, this is just another hallway full of artifacts. You get down to one level and you can see that like you're able to kind of look and like down the hallway and around the corner is the foyer where you walked in initially. But also while you're in the stairwell, you can hear noise from the level below you as well.
Twist through the floor. Can I hear any? You hear when you, so I hear noise. So that's just kind of the indiscreet sound of people moving and stepping and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no. You put your ear to the door, and you do hear some like shuffling of movement and whatnot. But you do also hear voices.
If only magical tinkering could record audio for more than 6 seconds, I could turn anything in here into a wires app.
That's fair. You're not able to probably make out
words.
You
got me for a second.
You're probably not going to be able to make out words by listening like through the floor, because this is like a pretty sturdy building. But you can kind of make out tone. Somebody sounds panicked in the floor below you.
Okay. Can I...
jamming out to the harpsichord.
Yep.
Okay, I'm thinking of taking something and making it play audio as a, as like a distraction thing. You know the in like every stealth game how there's like you just have a magical thing of throwing rocks. Like, what was that?
Yes.
I'm imagining doing something like that with like putting a sound attachment just like squeak, squeak, squeak to distract in case
okay.
I need to get away.
Who are you trying to distract?
A hypothetical person downstairs if they're like catch on to me. Something to direct
attention.
So you
want attention. To prep in case somebody.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what do you have?
I can't
make you roll a finesse roll or a tinker roll in order to do this.
Alchemist supplies, letter of introduction, traveler's clothes, thieves' tools, which are used, a dungeon pack, and studded leather armor. So I'm guessing something from the dungeoneer pack that's like a... what are those clippy things they have? No, that's Trevor. We'll be in a dungeoneer pack that is...
Your alchemist kit can probably make, like, something that would make, a little explosion.
There is a specific list of things that is in a dungeoneer pack.
Well, see, what I'm imagining is, so there's a move called Magical Tinkering that lets me, like, infuse a magical thingy into something.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
you
small paper.
A rock or something.
Yeah,
I'm imagining...
Points.
Is there, like,
the rock is cooking?
Are there any candles?
Yeah, there's probably candles on the wall.
He's gonna look to the candle. Mm-hmm. And, with a magical tinkering in my thieves' tools, which is, as I imagine, it's gonna be a bunch of, like, little, like, needle wires and whatever. How would he magically, like...
Probably what are you trying to do?
Scratching something.
Make
it.
The candle emit a sound, more specifically, a mouse squeaking.
I'm imagining it's
just imbue it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just magic.
So
yeah, you could probably write like an incantation or something.
Okay, yeah, he draws a little, like, Full Metal Alchemist rune or whatever on little words. Picture of a mouse.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Okay,
good.
It's like, okay, so you've just prepped it. It's, yes, on, it's on you now.
Yes, puts in my little coat thing and I'll,
okay,
gently open the door.
So you get down to the bottom of the stairs.
My curiosity will be the will
there
be
is a giant
cat
wooden door that's bolted shut.
Okay. Giant wooden.
Giant wooden door bolted shut.
And but the talkie's behind the door.
Yes. You can hear it only slightly clearer from down here.
It's not like I can pick the door. I mean,
you have thieves' tools.
You do have thieves' tools.
True, but it's like, I don't know.
It'd
I'm
be
thinking
sleight
like
of hand.
Leaves,
yeah,
evidence. Okay, 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 okay. He's like, dare I?
Yes.
Should I?
Yes.
Taught me better, and he's gonna unpick, he's gonna try to pick the lock. What,
okay,
is that? Acrobatics?
Nope, it's
sleight
of
hand. It's at the
oh,
bottom.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
It detects your picking attempt and activates a fireball.
Oh, that's a 15?
Yay!
Yeah, that succeeds. You manage to just like finesse it, and you hear it just click. And yeah, it's. Are you opening the door?
Mm. Yeah. And yeah, I'm creaking it open.
Cool. We're gonna come back to that in a moment.
Okay.
Cool. Alright, our buddy's headed upstairs. Y'all are walking upstairs.
Did we run into anyone?
I'm gonna say you're able to, because you have been to the place that you're going before,
mm-hmm,
you're able to roughly make your way back up to the same level. As you are walking, you do pass by the head butler, as you're walking, and he just goes,
what's his name again?
We didn't get one.
We didn't get
the
one.
Butler.
Alfred. The butler.
Alfred.
His Alfred.
Alfred.
All
right.
Alf.
His name's Alf.
Watch out for your cats.
Yeah.
Alf?
That's what the giant
wait. Oh, the...
Yeah, he eats cats.
Oh, I've never seen Alf.
I haven't either.
It's been a long time since I've seen
Alf. Haley Williams' dog is named Alf. Fun fact, guys.
They ran it very rarely on, like...
Is he stop us at all?
Public hand.
He sees you. He's, like, coming down the hallway opposite of you guys, and he kind of stops and he goes, good
hello,
sirs, if you need anything from your room... he's like, I apologize if you rang and I was not available. If you need anything, I could
are
surely...
Are
you
even stopping for him, or are you just walking
no,
by him? Oh, okay.
He's like, surely I could bring it to your room. Is there something wrong? Can I help you?
I was looking to talk to the Oracle about
you guys...
Walk him to the fridge, let him walk in behind you, jump over his head, and close the door.
He's just a little
He's
guy.
He's just a dude.
That's a reference to Lara Croft,
it
for those who don't know.
It's still SpongeBob.
The guards by our room seem to be broken.
The what? Oh, the guards.
The guards. I don't know that the robots,
yeah.
I'm just like, the guards
yeah,
are
yeah.
broken.
That's not what I was laughing about. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, the Oracle is quite busy at the moment. He's not available for guests. He's not available for guests at the moment. You can kind of see that he's kind of like put a hand on either of y'all's arm and is like trying to move y'all back towards the door.
I don't move.
I don't think either of you do.
You're big and burly. He's eyes you are. He's just kind of like, ugh.
You're trying to push the monk and the fighter.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I would like to ask you kindly to return to your rooms if there's anything that you need.
I will kindly decline.
We need to get a little more answers before we make any sort of decision.
I don't really know what he's wanting to talk about, but I'm not going to like interrogate him or anything. I just have a question.
I respect that. If you would like me to pass along your question to the Oracle.
I can do it in person.
He's a sweater forming on his forehead where he's like... He's like, I do apologize.
This guy's going to have a heart attack.
Kill him.
kill.
No.
Like kill him with kindness. Just stress him out so he has a heart attack.
No.
And he's just like, I'm so sorry. I was given strict instructions that the master cannot be disturbed.
Take it from me.
I'm sure that that he will come and retrieve you whenever he is prepared to answer your questions.
I'm going to place my hand on his shoulder and be like, listen, sir, I know you're just trying to do your job, but you need to move out of the way. And I want to roll for intimidation.
I'll be helping stare him in the eyes eyes. Just
whereas this says helping to give advantage, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do the thing where you make like your arms
bigger like this.
It's like some kind of twisty thing. 17. I've seen people do it. I just haven't.
You rolled an 8.
There's no point in me attempting.
You put a firm hand on this man's shoulder.
There's some kind of like flex thing.
It kind of cracked for a moment. You're like, I just thought that was a joint cracking. And he, you say this, and he goes, and he's just like sputtering, and he's just like,
you broke this one too.
And I'm just gonna keep walking past him.
I'm just gonna like gently like set him down.
He's just like,
sad.
He like tries to hold up my hand to be like,
I'm just gonna kind of pat his head and then walk off.
Yeah, he's just like, kind of sputtering over in the corner.
And then just. I know the way back to the office, right? So I'm just walking into the office. It's so like I'm going to walk up to the office and just knock on the door.
Yeah, you hear, Alfred, I said that I didn't need anything else. I told you that I would ring for you if I needed any else.
Alfred must have a really strong knock.
Well, you knocked, but
it's just
not...
knocked. I'm just in a polite knock.
Yeah,
it's not like I was banging on the door.
Yeah,
just like I did to you guys that one time.
Yeah, he's not JT from Heather's.
And then he opens the door and he goes, oh!
Good afternoon.
I do apologize, I had not summoned anyone yet.
I
didn't care.
I just needed to talk to you.
He goes, I'm in the middle of doing some in-depth research and I will summon you whenever I am ready to answer more questions.
I just kind of like try to walk in.
You're hiding things.
You kidnapped us.
Oh,
did I say earlier you had a picture reference for Butler or for the Oracle?
I have picture reference for no one right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said.
I have questions unrelated to all.
Oh,
that.
it was something to do with like the menagerie thing.
Gunner, I assure you that I will answer all of your questions in due time. The time is not now.
Then why did you get that?
I'm pretty sure
it was
not
a reference to any particular character. It was a reference to like the little
Chris Wong.
What's that, August's watch?
Grabs August's arm.
I think the time is
right
now. Yeah.
But it was a reference to what we just did, like the puzzles and everything.
He goes,
just picture reference for that?
No, not a picture. It was. She's referencing a game, or like a movie that she watched when she was
younger. I'm trying to like, I'm not gonna leave until like he talks to me.
He goes,
oh my God.
Fine, if you would like to come in and have a seat, you are more than welcome to.
Thank you.
A seat. And he goes back to his desk and he just looks down and he doesn't acknowledge that either of you are there.
I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna run and use the restroom.
Just start taking books off the shelves and throwing them in the fireplace.
Oh my
no!
God.
I gotta lock in for a second. I gotta figure out what I'm doing. I'm
you're
stressing.
Playing, you're not playing a rogue.
I know.
You have things to actually do.
Rogues have things to do too.
Because
it's just
we
different
know,
things.
You say that as soon as we walked in. Like this whole place, I was like, wow, if I was a rogue, I'd be stealing this shit right now. I'll be so taking all of this stuff.
You know, Tala was almost a rogue, so.
Do we not?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. No one's a rogue.
Mm-hmm. No rogue here.
Wow. Tali originally was, but I switched to sorcerer when she said that dragon sorcerer was one of the things that she was interested in having, and I really like sorcerers, so. And
nice.
Dragon sorcerers specifically, so. I just
sorcerer's
how
cool.
To, like, figure out words. How I want to phrase what I want to ask.
Tell me about it.
How's y'all's charismas?
good.
Bad.
Huh. Bad.
I was talking to them too specifically. You definitely
have a plus
like
one to charisma. Yeah. You do not have bad charisma.
I have plus two.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
It's not good.
Awful.
No.
Charisma is
minus
kind of
two.
A secondary.
My charisma.
Jesus.
How much
did persuasion
did
and intimidation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or not
charisma.
Proficiency.
How did you get
that's
a 7?
Charisma is secondary.
I rolled a 7
for monks.
Oh, really?
Did you, even after you
that's
had
kind
the
of
extra
our,
one and you dropped the lowest
modifier. It's like our key save. DC
no, we didn't.
Pixar.
We didn't do
that.
What?
I don't think.
I was about to say that makes sense, but no.
Oh,
it doesn't.
Oh, no, yeah.
With
the 46. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is nuts.
I bet I don't really care.
I know charisma was affected.
I guess it fits your character. I haven't. My character has not had any interactions with you yet. So
we haven't even seen each other. I don't think.
No, we haven't.
Oh, wait, it was
okay.
Before we resolve the office. Good.
I don't think I've
that's
seen
wrong.
You
wisdom modifier.
Yet.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense.
I asked
it.
That makes better
okay.
sense. I don't know why. It was
Constantine.
Yes.
You.
Okay.
You managed to pick open the locked door. You open it up, and it. This is a castle. You seem to have found your way down to the dungeon level.
Oh.
Damn,
right under the floorboards of the foyer, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, they didn't put it too far down.
When it's an island, you can only dig so deep.
True. Yeah.
Floating island.
The sky.
You'll just fall out the bottom like of the Minecraft Aether mod.
This is the home of the wind gods.
Shiny, please. Okay, so Constantine, you open the door and you realize that you're down at the dungeon level of this castle. It looks dank and dark and wet and stone everywhere.
It's dank, there's so much weed.
Yoosh.
The floors are shut up, guys. There's stone floors, stone walls. That seems to be sort of like a, like you're almost at, like, there's a short hallway that curves off to your left from where you are, and you can tell that there are, like, sort of cells with metal bars kind of lining the whole outside wall. So the wall to your right. And you are able to notice that they do have people in them. That was the sort of panicked voices that you could hear from up top. And it's really dark down here, but there's enough candles that you can tell. It looks like all of the people in here are tieflings.
Oh my.
I need a picture of that.
Oh no. This isn't just your average ordinary casual racism.
Just
super
playing. Oh no.
I just look over and Nathan's like,
this is competitive.
Professional racism.
Oh no.
That's crazy.
What you doing, Constantine?
You see that there's somebody who like leans up against the bars and goes, hello, are you there to help us? He goes, he's such a pain on the bars. And he goes, you have to help us. You have to help us out of here.
Okay.
He then starts drawing attention of some of the other people in some of the other cells.
If I go upstairs and tell the others. Do I have a better chance of doing something? But if I...
Sorry.
Was that you?
I forgot, sorry.
I am going... Gosh, this is the man that probably has a routine just to order food at a restaurant, nonetheless handle so I just see the walls of cells.
Yes.
Anything at the back end of the...
So the back of the hallway, there's more cells that curve around the corner and you can't tell. You see that there is somebody comes up against. There, you see a small tiefling child.
Oh.
Probably like 10, maybe? And he kind of leans up against the bars and he goes, oh, my dad, they took him that way. And he kind of is pointing around the corner. I haven't seen him. Can you tell me where he is?
Oh, I don't think your dad's alive anymore, buddy. Join the club.
Okay, he's gonna speed walk down. He's terrified, but he's like, to himself.
Constantine feels like he would be in a Wes Anderson film.
Yeah.
That's actually a really, really good point. Oh, that's a very good way to describe him. Oh. Yeah, he's at the other door. Does it open gently?
So you can tell from where you are that all of the cells are sort of in just like a squared off U shape. In the center of the U shape, there is a door that enters into a room that's in that square in the middle of the U.
Okay.
So are you going all the way around to the other side, or are you going inside the square?
I'll go to where the little kid pointing.
He pointed around the corner.
I'm gonna go around the corner then.
Yeah, you go around the corner, so now you're on. Who is the post-it note again?
Yeah,
a bunch of index cards.
What do you look for?
Post-it note.
There's an index card at least.
There's so many.
Take
one, please.
Take
one down,
pass it around.
Can I steal your pencil?
Stuck on the wall.
So true.
So,
it's
like,
what
is it? Oh, I hate that.
No, give her back. You bully.
What the heck is happening? Hannah, this is about to be very
That's
funny.
That's Hannah's.
Oh, is it?
Wait, what's about to be really funny?
Switch it back to us.
Oh,
what are you, Anna, what are you gonna do?
No. So the kid's over here, he's pointing around the corner, so all you know is he was pointing somewhere in this direction.
Okay, I'll go in the middle door then.
You're going in the middle door?
Jesus.
You see.
Oh no.
Actually, we'll come back to this.
Oh my gosh.
Solitude.
Cliffhangers.
Solitude.
Aren't
you glad you didn't take anyone with you?
I'm glad you didn't take me with you.
I'm.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I really hope that room's not that solitary.
So we're going back to us?
So you really hope the room is not what?
Solitary confinement or something.
You'll figure out what it is.
Oh, it's no. A gas chamber.
No.
No, okay. We're getting...
Hey, I'm going to be so upfront with you guys right now. No, it's not.
Okay.
Something's going on in the middle room. It's different.
Okay, that's the first thing I thought of. So
there's
that's
no, I respect that that's also
that's
the first thing you thought of.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, something's got to keep this island floating.
Oh, God.
It is dragon blood that powers this stuff, isn't it?
That's kind of what I was thinking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yikes!
Okay.
Anyway!
Are you telling me there's blood in your clock?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. There's dragon blood.
Jesus Christ. Do we live upon a society
powered by
the
blood? You are aware
that
is just how this universe is technology.
I thought we were,
working,
like, harvesting
right?
This from, like,
dragons.
From, like, whale-sized dragon corpses underground or something.
No,
they go out and they hunt dragons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
That is the main income of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm gonna be upfront. All of Dragonheart tieflings, we decided in the PowerPoint that tieflings are draconic in nature, not infernal.
Yes.
Tieflings do not have dragon blood.
Okay.
Dragon blood in its purest form only comes from dragons. That's the stuff that Dragonheart technology is made of.
And that is hunted sustainably, like whales. like dragon blood.
Yeah, you know how sustainably
like,
whales are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And elephants.
Essentially, yes. That is what's going on.
Avatar 2.
Next game is 200 years from now, and
we're
it's Industrial Revolution, and we're coming across an energy crisis.
We're
all dragons.
We're pretty close to that already. If there's newspapers.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back to the office.
I don't think anybody
back
would cry
the
if the dragons went extinct.
He told us to sit down.
Yeah, there's nobody who would
nobody's
be upset.
Gonna be upset about that.
They would only be upset about the lack of, I guess,
yeah.
Tech.
But it would only really be a lack of new tech because
true. We'd say this. We would used to say the same thing about wolves, and now we're
in sharks.
Dragon conservationist movement.
Gosh.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, yeah, you guys get back to the office.
The dragons are an actual threat.
He's sitting up at his desk. He seems to have, like, the desk seems to be considerably more cluttered than before. Like, he's got some, like, books and maps and papers and stuff laid out on it.
He told us we could sit down.
Yeah, he does not acknowledge you.
Sit down on his desk.
I'm just gonna go stand right next to him.
Yeah.
It's like,
sit down on his desk in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He looks up and he goes, can I assist you?
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Duh. Gagged.
You've been alive for a while, right?
He goes, yes.
What do you know about tieflings?
About tieflings?
What else?
I know a great deal about tieflings. He kind of gestures up with his own head.
I figured you would have looked into it a little bit.
I take it that you know a lot less about tieflings.
I'm fairly young, yes. I don't know a lot.
Me.
I imagine. Tell me. It's so fascinating. Of course they pick you.
I don't understand who's picking who, but...
fate, destiny, the universe,
a horse.
I don't know.
A horse.
Okay. What can you tell me about tieflings? I don't really care about this whole fate stuff.
What is...
You were talking about that? I didn't care.
That's
so true.
He goes... Well, regardless of whether or not you care about fate and the universe, it cares a great deal about you.
Okay, you're trying to redirect the conversation.
I'm really appreciating how Gunnar is as a person.
What do you know about tieflings?
So very upset for each other and hating this conversation.
Gunnar has been great.
This is fantastic.
Gunnar is a very jolly person.
He leans back in his chair and he goes, fine. What do you want to know about tieflings?
How does tieflings come about?
Tieflings come about because of the dragon curse.
Yes.
This is common knowledge.
What causes the dragon curse?
The dragon.
Yes. Beyond that, what causes the dragon curse? How does it work?
The dragon curse exists because the dragon lords were corrupted, and now they live to instill evil in the hearts of men and therefore create tieflings.
Is this same corruption the thing that you said goes over the seven?
It's related.
Okay. Do you know anything about this corruption?
Other than the fact that it comes from the Dragon Lords, there is not a whole lot of information about the The Dragon Lords are borderline unknowable beings.
Do you have anything on the Dragon Lords? Like locations or anything?
I'm gonna go find one and punch it.
I have questions.
Locations of the Dragon Lords?
How I can find one? Something?
He kind of laughs, and he just, you don't find a Dragon Lord.
Okay, maybe you don't.
Aren't you there for this?
Yeah.
He's just eating popcorn.
I'm just waiting for him to do what he needs to do before I do what I need to do.
I might be priming you for failure here just because I'm making him mad.
No, you're not, trust me.
Nope. Yeah, He goes, you can't find the Dragon Lords because they're gone. They create the only dragons that still exist in Alon are the regular dragons.
But where do the regular dragons come from? They come from the Dragon Lords, right? And where does this curse come from that keeps affecting the Seven?
It comes from
the Dragon Lords. That means they're here somewhere. Because they're affecting the world. So,
God.
I don't know that. Yes.
Well, they're gone in a different sense. You don't have to be alive to affect the world if you're a god.
So you're saying there's dragon lord corpses somewhere around the world?
Not any that you'd be able to get to. Not
I can get pretty
first.
Far.
Well then, what, do you have any research material on the dragon lords or the curse? Or both.
He goes, I can certainly, if that is what you desire, I can find you some information about the Dragon Lords.
Okay.
Good talk.
That's about what I was saying. Well, this has been informative.
He goes, would you like
the butler
to escort you back to your room?
He seemed very tired. I had him take a rest in the hall.
What did you do to my butler?
Nothing, I just had him take a seat on the bench. He was very spluttery.
Spluttery.
Technically, he didn't do it, I did.
Yeah, I did nothing to him.
Yeah, he did. That's...
He goes, fine.
I will have somebody escort you back to your room.
Do you have like a library or anything that I can go and like research?
Not accessibly. I will find it for you.
So you do have a library, I just am not allowed in it?
It's not accessible. Why are you like this?
Kidnapped us!
Look, you made us think that you killed a bunch of people, which lowered my opinion of you drastically.
I apologize.
I only know that they
for
didn't
the
die
misunderstanding.
Because my brother
I assure
told me.
You that all of those people are fine.
That's the only reason I believe you is because my brother told me so.
Yeah, your brother has an astute judge of character.
He saw the ships come out. That's the only reason he says that they're safe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if you can ascertain that from...
Alright, I'll, I think my friend here had something he wanted to say, but I've kind of taken over the conversation, so...
He's not from, like... The first time you met him, he seemed, like, mysterious and aloof and, like, excited... now he seems incredibly exasperated by all of you.
That's how I always saw him.
Yes. So he goes, I can help you with what?
You have vastly underplayed just how bad the original seven are.
Oh.
And I want to know why.
Oh.
He goes, well, I mean,
gagged. You know about the seven?
I know a little.
Gagged.
He goes,
This is one level of warlock.
Interesting.
He only has one level.
Exactly.
He goes, interesting. The Septimagica, the Septimagica usher in a new age. Not everyone thinks that new
ages
are
good.
And
they are also connected to almost every bad thing that's happened in our world.
Well, they made a very particular choice that some people think was very bad, but it ushered in the new age, and therefore they served the purposes of the Septimagica.
And be honest with me here, do you really have any business sticking your nose into who comes the next Septimagica?
He goes, he looks, and he goes,
Kill Bill sirens.
Truly. He goes, August, do tell me, how did you learn about the Septimagica?
You?
No.
why would I need to disclose that information to you?
No, I'm curious. If you have another source for more information, I would be curious to hear
do
from
you?
Them as well.
Do you have any other sources?
You're not there.
Shut up.
I have methods and I have ways. But you didn't answer my question.
Is it my business?
He really likes to avoid questions.
Sir.
Macy's getting very annoyed.
Because I'm not going to outright tell you guys things.
No,
come on.
No, I know.
He goes, August, it is, you know what? You're right. It is not my place to tell you or to determine. It is not my place to determine who becomes the next Septimagica. I did not determine who the next Septimagica is. I found all of you. Somebody else determined it. My job was to find you, to gather you all together, and to send you off on your quest. I don't get to decide anything.
Job appointed by who?
Fate? Prophecy? I don't know.
So someone talks to you, and then you go and find these people.
You have some sort of essence that came up on a... Did I scratch your head?
Yeah.
Okay. I went searching for the Septimagica. I found the seven of you.
There's a bunch of A-holes.
Can I roll insight on them?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we the Umbrella Academy?
Are we the Umbrella Academy?
That is...
21. 21. 21. 9
plus 10.
Mm.
It doesn't have a stat block, so I'm like making notes. No,
that is
22. I don't know how to count. Sorry.
You know what? Yeah. You bought barely, but you did.
Okay.
So you insight. What are you trying to insight about this?
I'm trying to see is he trying to, like, placate us, or is, like, he actually just telling us the truth?
I will message you. Because you rolled high enough that you're going to get information.
Who's this monkey, Nathan?
Oh, no.
Who's this monkey?
Oh, no.
Have you not seen Planet of the Apes?
No, monkey. I have not. To me, it's just a random monkey.
He literally says,
oh, no.
So
I was thinking of the episode of Psych when Gus messed up with his boss gets murdered.
Oh.
And when he finds out, he goes, oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
That's my mom. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, because he's having to...
He's like, acting like he's never seen that. He's like, oh, he's dead.
Because
they were
at the crime scene when they found him. Yeah.
Oh,
they
no.
They screwed it up.
The crime scene so bad.
Yeah. Is that the one where they, like, bring in the consultant and, like, the consultant did it or something?
No.
That was like the...
It was like the security guard.
Security guard figured out who it was. And he was going to tell Sean, and then he died before he could tell
him. Yes.
Yeah, because...
It was like the boss guy. The double boss. Not the boss's boss.
I don't remember.
I just watched it recently. I'm waiting for my information.
All right, guys. Next phase of bullying Macy.
Is this where you saw this going?
You put us on an island full of secrets available to us if we walked 3 steps out the door of where we were confined.
No, they went up several flights of stairs.
Well, yeah, but that was like the only direction. Those 2 directions were
the
directions they could go.
They could have gotten off on other floors.
Yeah.
They were specifically.
They weren't just
going
to like stop. You know, they were going to go until they got something interesting.
Well,
you
I was
okay,
specifically
looking
for.
That's interesting.
Okay. Trying to predict
what
I'll see.
I mean, I'm just
trying
to talk to him tomorrow.
Think about what I would do.
Well, I'm going to
see
him in a more private setting. Mm-hmm. I did not want to discuss tieflings in front of the entire party.
My hand is going to like twitch towards my weapon for a moment, but I won't draw it.
Golly.
I'll play your game for now, but I don't know if I'm willing, but I got other things that I have to keep my eye on.
Because that's fine. We are all playing someone's game.
I don't like you.
He goes, the longer you stay in my house, the less I like all of you two. But that doesn't diminish the fact that we all have to work together.
But
I think it's about time that we go and give this gentleman a break from our
shenanigans.
Investigations.
A shenan once, a shenanigan.
We'll
you open the door and there's just the line of all of the rest of us getting ready to ask him questions.
I want to go, as we leave, I want to go back to the butler.
The butler is just the butler, like, he sees you out of the room and then the butler goes, oh, Master, I'm so sorry, I tried to stop him. He goes... Alfred, it's fine. We were able to kind of ceasefire. would you mind escorting them back to their room? And he goes, yes, I'm so sorry. And he's like, Alfred, you're truly, you're okay. And yeah, Alfred will take you guys back down to your room.
Okay. Once we're out of earshot of the door, I want to go back to Alfred and be like, so the Oracle gave me permission to view books in the library.
He goes, roll persuasion. Actually, lies. Roll deception.
I'm proficient in deception.
That's
a nat one.
No!
Back
up.
I don't know.
Because
we're not
re-rolling
a nat one.
Like a
nat
one.
That's one.
Pretty bad.
Oof.
Yeah, he looks and he just goes, I am so sorry, sir, but unfortunately that access is only granted by the master, and so I have to get like verbal confirmation from him, and like he goes, I don't have access to the library. I couldn't let you in if I wanted to.
Fair enough. All right, Chewie, rip his arms off.
Which one's Chewie?
chewing this scenario.
Both of them.
Both of them. No, he's chewing. He's Andre the Giant. Physic, tear his arms off.
There you go.
Do you mind if we stop by the kitchen on the way back? Get us a snack for...
He goes, I'm more than welcome to grab you a snack after I escort you back to the room. What would you prefer? What would you like?
He pulls out a little notepad and like looks up at you earnestly.
What would you like from the kitchen, sir?
I was just going to get some cheese and wine.
He goes,
I may have peanut butter and jelly, only the crusts.
Oh my god.
Oh, the crusts.
Just throw the rest of it away.
Alfred would do that.
I'm like looking at Alfred. I'm like, I kind of want to come back with an excuse for being out, if you catch my drift.
Oh, I see.
I'd like to eat a book from the library.
Yummy.
He looks over at August and goes, good sirs. Is there anything that you would like from the kitchens?
Grapes.
Grapes.
Wine, grapes, and cheese.
Wine, cheese. I assure you, I'm sure you can tell all of your friends that you came to find me to ask for a snack, and then I will bring it back with me. A first taste.
Very well.
I assure you,
he's gonna usher you back to your room. Constantine. You enter. I'm actually say before you enter the door, you can tell that there is like a little grate in the door, so that you can see into it before you open it.
All right.
There are sort of sconces around the wall that have dragon lanterns in it. You see that there is a You're smart and know things, potentially in this specific subject.
I have dark vision, so I can see things.
Huh?
And have dark vision, so I can see. I can see the horrors.
Roll me. Rather than describing it outright, roll. Actually, no.
You could use his passive perception.
What's your passive perception?
16.
Yeah, okay. You, with your expertise, definitely know what's going on here.
You have 6 to perception? I have 6. No, I have. Elves have the keen senses.
Yeah.
That just gives you proficiency on perception. I thought there's something else that gave me really high passive perception, I think.
Yeah.
My wisdom is 14, so it's a +2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mine's only 14.
I'm pretty sure it's either something under Fey ancestry or keen senses.
Hmm. Well, I don't know.
Okay. So you and. I don't know if you want to tell me verbally or if you need to message me specifically. What is your, like, special area of academic interest?
I would probably say... His special interest is academic. I think he doesn't have an academic background, but he does learn a lot of things. Probably things about... the occult and esoteric things of like the like he would definitely recognize and know stuff about like Full Metal Alchemist is actually based off of real like alchemical texts and stuff. Like he would know all about that kind of stuff and like what the symbols are meant as, like, oh, a lion, if you like this, the lion, if you see a picture of the lion, it's actually a secret recipe to make this thing. Like, he knows about, like, and by adjacency, that would fall into, like, herbalism, I guess magic stuff, light chemistry stuff. Like, anything that would be kind of adjacent to...
Yes. Okay. Sick. Yes. That was in line with what I was thinking. Okay, so, I'm gonna say... You remember reading a rather esoteric and particularly heretical paper ages ago that was in one of the ye olde occult journals, academic journals, that basically kind of got written off by like most people in occult circles is like, that's just kind of crazy, like you can't do that. And then
ethically, or it's not possible.
physically impossible.
Okay.
And then the Ecclesia Draconis, which for those of you who don't know, your characters do, is basically the sort of organization that oversees and facilitates Dragonheart research and all of the power that goes to all the different Dragonheart cities. So they are like the premier people on Dragonheart technology. Every one of the occult circles, the occult sciencey circles was like, and alchemical circles was like, that's not actually possible. And then the Ecclesia Draconis goes, that's actually heretical. Like, you cannot actually do that. Like ethically, and it overlapped. What you see in here is basically a whole setup that is designed. The paper was about curing the dragon curse. It was basically how to turn tieflings into not tieflings anymore. So you're kind of watching through this grate as these mechanical men are kind of like manhandling this tiefling man. And they hook him, I don't have a really clear idea of what it is, but they hook him up to a device. There's a mechanical man in there that is like wearing a white lab coat and he's taking notes, and he's like trial number 42.
They're pretty smart.
Huh?
The robots are pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean they're
pre-programmed by a pretty smart guy.
Yeah. And he's kind of describing things that's going on. And trying to describe some of the process that's going on. Basically, the idea is if you drain all of the blood from a person and replace it with not human blood, but a special alchemical solution that they have invented, that it should turn that person from a tiefling into a person.
Is it killing them?
It's not chemically possible.
Yeah.
Is
right. So you see this process goes as they're drawing all of the blood out of this person and he's being filled with all of this other stuff. All of the blood being drawn from the tiefling is kind of being set off to the side. And you watch as this man, like, all of his features start to shift and pop. His horns they fall off of his head and you see all of the color drain from his face. And by color, I mean the color red.
Oh my god.
And, the fangs and his teeth disappear, and his all of his tiefling attributes disappear. And you're like, this is a normal human man. And then he's like, he kind of looks and he's just like, and then he just kind of goes, hoo, hoo, and then you see just at, like, everything seems to have been dissolving off into, like, dust. And then you see as the rest of him just dissolves into dust.
Yeah.
On the floor. And they're like, well, trial number 42. Subject maintained human appearance for a total of 4 seconds. Disappeared into dust. Move on to trial number 43.
Oh my god.
That's what you see.
What's the play, Nick?
What you doing about it, Nicky?
Try to. What direction? What does this door look like?
The door looks like the wooden door that you came through, but it has a little grate in it.
Like it's the door handle is at like a little metal ring you see in ye old medieval doors, like dungeon doors.
I imagine it has like a knob.
A knob.
Like, I'm imagining you pull it out this way.
Okay. My first thought is to lock this room. That is...
That's the best note.
To put... let make sure that people can't get out. But if there's a little... I was like, okay. What is there for me to... what is there for me to do to block this door? I can cure wounds.
Puts his hand in the dust. I got this.
I got this, guys.
Zap.
Oh.
I can bring someone back from dust.
When you say doorknob. It's like a, akin to like a modernish doorknob in that there's tiny little gizmos and gadgets in there.
I mean, there were gizmos and gadgets that you could unlock over there, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
If it's a blood thing, it probably
is not
like
that old
dialysis machine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, what more? Are we, we're medieval, but also,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're in the, it's D&D. So are we medieval except for the doorknob?
Well, no.
In the newspaper.
We have.
We're in
pretty
between
high
technological ages, to be fair.
Magic makes things a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a steampunk revolution, but instead of steampunk, it's dragon
blood. The clothing has not cut off yet.
I think there might be a game named Bloodpunk.
That sounds about right. Is there any way I can lock this door with, like, my staff, like, put, like, the, you know, like, bar the door with the little...
Oh, yeah, you could
lock.
Totally do that. Yeah, if you stick your, you can, like, stick your staff through the door handle and it will bar, like, your staff, how long is your staff?
I imagine it's, like, a 6-foot
it would, like, cover the whole doorway. So, yeah, if you slid it through the doorknob, they won't be able to get out.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Goodbye, Staffy. I'm probably not gonna be able to come back for you.
We can get another one.
Where is this
just a stick.
That's the game.
Stick.
You know what? I think I did see that, but after
it?
I
blood,
came
up is that blood punk?
Yeah.
It's a 5e.
Tolia is a dark, dystopic, ominous setting where blood has been used as the main source of energy since the discovery of a new crystal. A magical crystal.
Is it still fantasy?
Yeah, it's a 5e setting.
I am going to. I look over to the other side. There's more like. There's more things of elves on the other side.
Huh?
There's more like cells of elves.
Yeah, well, cells of people.
Yeah. Okay, and obviously I don't have a key, but I do have acid.
You do have acid.
You do have acid.
You also have a lockpick.
I don't have time for that, for that finicky nonsense.
That's fair. You throw acid on it, you don't have to roll because it just works.
He's kind of like, Constantine is moving as if, you know, when someone is injured, like, gravely, but they're not, like, not gravely, but, like, they're injured and they're not feeling it, but they're just like, there's blood on my arm, I guess, how a Wes Anderson character would treat, like, panicking, but competently panicking.
Yes.
He's like, and he's going to, like, and that's going to be, like, 30 acid splash cantrips.
Sure.
On each of the locks of the cells.
Yeah, you do manage to get all of the cells open. And I imagine that this draws enough commotion that the mechanical men inside the room are starting to be like, hey, what's going on out there? And they're like trying to get open the door.
The
and
robots
it's not
know
budging.
Cockney. They know science of Cockney, but don't know how to don't have autonomy. Sorry. I don't know why I'm like seeing this.
So yeah, they're like trying to open the door and they can't get it. But you now have an army of maybe 30 tieflings that are here now.
Opa.
Most of them humans. I imagine you've got at least, I imagine most of them are human tieflings.
Yeah.
An orc tiefling would not be caught dead in society.
No.
Okay, I guess he's, and everyone is behind, and he's like,
just
opens
the
door.
They're like, they come up to you, and they're like, thank you so much for saving us, and they're like,
he opens the door. He's just gonna, like, march upstairs, hoping they follow him.
They're on your heels, they are following you.
Going upstairs.
Oh my god.
We're out of the dungeon.
Now on the foyer level, yes.
Okay, we're going to the foyer. We're going out the front door.
Oh.
Are you taking them out the front door with you? I imagine that if you come up out of the dungeon with 30 tieflings,
someone's gonna notice. Everyone
in the foyer is gonna notice, and it's gonna cause a pretty big commotion.
I feel like you need
to
just be able to hear
that. Down here?
The footsteps of 30
people. The stairwell that goes to the foyer stops right before the foyer, and right next to me is the stairwell down to the dungeon. So I'm like right at the.
I thought we were right next to the. I thought that stairway was like right next to the room that we were all in.
Because
we walked down the hallway.
Yes, if he kept going up that stairwell, like three or four more levels.
I'm trying to imagine
what
do we.
Okay.
I was imagining like getting them on the boat and just like get on the boat, go.
The rowboat?
Yeah.
Like six of us barely fit on.
Oh, we barely fit on the rowboat.
Yeah.
Oh God, what do we just march upstairs and bludgeon the Oracle to death?
You would not have trouble convincing Arthur to do that.
You wouldn't have a lot of trouble convincing August to do that either.
There's at least two side missions in which you beat up a racist explicitly, and you gain no karma for killing Klansmen in that game. Arthur Morgan would canonically beat up the Oracle.
Oh, yeah, no, that's okay.
Honestly, if you tell Gunnar that he had little kids, like tieflings, locked up in there...
But not the adults. They're fine. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What would Constantine do? Constantine knows then that the boat is too small, but that's the only way we've been off. So he's just like,
that's the only way you know of to get off.
I guess he's in like he's, and he's just gonna go back upstairs to the
room that everyone else is in.
Yeah.
Are you gonna like, try to stealth at all?
You can also leave them in the stairwell and be like, I'll come back for you.
That's true.
Yeah. You don't have to take them.
Hopefully. Have a nice cordial meeting.
Just stay here. Stay here.
The Oracle.
They're just like, okay, don't leave us here.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, they're all basically gonna stay down in the dungeon level, but they're not gonna...
Okay,
they're gonna
speed walk upstairs, like.
I'm gonna say that you make it back up at about the same time that they make it back up.
Make it back down.
Mm-hmm. So the butler's walking away.
Yes. I will get all of you the snacks for you and bring you back. It's such a tone shift between these two. I just realized everything that we were just
Constantine
going
through
at the end. Alfred is just like, I'm going to go get some snacks. I was like, oh my gosh, Alfred, that's not the most important thing going on.
Okay, does he see Alfred leave? He's like, oh.
Yeah, he sees Alfred leave, yeah.
What do you guys see when you see Constantine coming up the stairs?
Oh.
What do we see when we see Constantine? Oh,
just Constantine.
See or say?
What do you say?
Say? Oh. Would you like anything from the kitchen?
where did you go?
Are you alright?
Prison.
Mr. Constantine, sir, are you alright?
There's a, he's just gonna take y'all by the hand.
And they're both four.
You're gonna take them downstairs?
You're not gonna explain it? You're just gonna drag us?
This is probably what I would do if I found out one of y'all had a bunch of, like, people in y'all's dungeon.
He doesn't tell the police anything. He just grabs him by the hand and
leaves the town. My body's in moral autopilot, but it's not handling it well.
Okay, so I guess we make it down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I'm good.
Yeah, you go down there, you see a dungeon, and no one is in any cells anymore, but you just see a whole bunch of tieflings.
But what's up with all the tieflings?
What is this?
Why, there's a bunch of tieflings here.
If you see that some of them come up to you, and they're like, we were at a show. We thought that it was safe enough to leave, and we
this
were at a
guy.
Show, and then...
My face just goes stone cold.
Oh, no.
We were at a show, and then everything went so horribly wrong.
I don't say anything. I walk up to what is going on around me right now? Other than there's a bunch of tieflings, what's going on this floor?
There are still the guys trying to bust out of the middle door.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing else going on.
Sorry, did I see people in like the foyer as coming down?
You saw that there are some guards in the foyer, kind of just like making rounds.
Don't stretch it.
And some servants.
Vision go red.
Oh, what's gonna happen?
Vision go blue or whatever it does for you.
Purple. Purple.
I'm gonna say that there's probably about five guards and maybe like three servants.
Okay.
Around.
I'm gonna
there.
Look
in the foyer.
Not
where you are.
He's useless at conveying this. Go get my brother.
And then, I won't say a word. I'm going to turn around.
And then I'm going to just turn around, march upstairs, and start attacking the guards.
You guys having a nice nighttime sleep?
I'm about to be woken up.
I have to check in on everyone. How is everyone doing? Is this too dark? Do we need to back up?
No, this
I'm fine.
I'm about to kill a guy.
He said he'll get my brother. I'm getting everyone.
That's so fair. I'm checking in with all of the players, and I need to make sure that they're all okay. Are you?
I wanted to beat this guy up the entire time.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Except for this. Why?
I still haven't seen the Oracle yet.
You still have not seen the Oracle.
To be fair, Paul, we always have an issue. We always talk back to anyone that tries to, like...
He also blew up a ship and kidnapped us.
They were fine.
That we know.
Except for these people.
So? He's been killing people.
We didn't know he was killing people.
Yeah, but we...
We didn't know he wasn't.
He was kidnapping and endangering.
No, I assume seeing the lines of cells and haggard tieflings, he assumes, he put a bunch of people in a dungeon.
But you didn't explain the whole...
I assumed that the people's going, please, I think they're gonna kill us, was enough.
It was enough for me.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you explained anything. Or are you just like, help.
Okay.
Help.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, yeah, I'll go back. I'm going to go back
I was just going to wait patiently and meet with this guy again and cordially decline his offer of, like...
Oh, no, that wasn't happening no matter what.
Apparently that's
not happening.
No, that is not what Annie was going to leave. She was just
I didn't even have an interaction with the guy yet, so I don't know what's going on.
Vigo doesn't even know
why you're here.
Vigo doesn't even know who he is. I was just looking for my brother, and then, you know, I passed out, and then now I'm here. I don't even know if I'm on a floating island.
All right, so I'll head back to the room to grab everybody.
What do you tell us?
Are you guys in your room?
I'm probably still in the common room.
I'm passed out. You could probably just call and everyone would come out.
Say, I've probably gotten out of my room by now, because she...
How long was I passed out for?
She's very suspicious of these rooms.
I guess if I was tranced, I only needed 4 hours.
Passed out somewhere.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of that
level of exhaustion. Cool. You said you were in your
room? Yeah, I'm in my room. Or
is that just
exhaustion?
Well, you can just hit dice.
Do I hear you, like, rushing up the stairs? So I'm assuming you're not just walking. Okay. I'm sure you're, like, running.
No, I'm very quick-paced, Brandon. I'm going to barge in at first and not say a word. I'm assuming you're in your room because you were passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to slam my fist, like, a knocking first on your door and then on your door.
Okay. And then the more doors.
What are we knocking on people's doors for?
We have a situation. By situation, I mean about 30 imprisoned tieflings in a dungeon in the basement. And
Annie's gone.
I believe Gunner is gone. Fighting some people.
Tully's going to reach in her sleeve and pull out a magician's wand and be like, all right, let's mess some people up.
Switchblade.
And you don't go anywhere in here without me by your side.
I imagine you just like crack the door open to look out.
He's already got the knife in his hand.
Are you gonna
if you crack the door no, open and don't joking. Come out, I'm going to grab you by the back of your shirt and like place you beside me.
Wait, what did you say the first thing?
I said many things.
Don't come out?
About 30, no, don't go anywhere
without me being by your side.
Yeah.
So basically stay by my side.
The entire time. I don't want you out of my side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna write 30 question mark.
Well, I didn't stop and count, but about 30, yeah.
I'll just stay here.
Nope. You come with me.
Yeah, especially with none of us being there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you by yourself, and there's been 30 imprisoned tieflings in this building. I ain't gonna leave you by yourself.
Are they imprisoned for a reason?
No, they're begging for help.
That doesn't answer the question.
She doesn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know. I don't know that she doesn't know the answer until she tells me that she doesn't know the answer.
Connie's the one who came and brought Gunner and me down there. Gunner's already fighting them.
Not fighting the tieflings.
Not fighting the tieflings. He's fighting the guards, the masked
people. So we can get them out.
So we can get them out of here.
Okay.
Is he coming?
Sure.
All right. Let's go.
I don't think this is how this was supposed to go.
Stay very, very close to
I'm
going to
be so honest. Yes. I have no notes after the Oracle gave you all of the ultimatum about the Sept of Magica. So there, you cannot go off script when there is none.
Yay! Okay,
cool. I'm guessing you had an idea of what of who he was like, kind of. Or
yeah,
his role
I knew
the
that
story.
He was up to stuff.
Okay.
You knew he was up to this?
To a certain level, yes.
Okay.
Alright, I guess I'm gonna lead everybody back in the hallway and down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I am.
Which
is
spine gunner and, like, doing daredevil hallway scene.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, so y'all are on your way back. You walk up to the foyer. You see five mechanical guards.
Hey, they died to an acid splash cantrip, but you could probably handle them.
He didn't die to an acid splash cantrip. He was incapacitated before.
Where does... my dexterity. Oh, it's melee, so instead of my strength, I use my dexterity.
Gotcha.
So, normally, if you were using it, it would be strength.
That's not what I want.
Like your longsword would be whatever plus that 1d10.
Yeah.
Plus.
I use my
plus 3. Yeah.
Girl, where did I get this from? I'm wondering if that's a.
No, I use my dex.
I wonder if that's a work thing that I have.
So then, because it's 4 plus 2.
I didn't roll that high.
So.
Fair enough.
Should we get the map board out?
Yeah, do you want to get the map board out?
Oh.
Oh, shoot.
My stuff.
This is what I'm using.
You're a giant.
I can't imagine.
Okay, I'm going to put...
I don't.
Okay. I don't know.
I imagine Macy.
You said
does.
5, right?
Do I have what?
A time limit.
We do, but that's because we have a party to go to.
Yes. And when is the time?
It's 5:19.
And it's 5:20 right now.
Yeah.
So we don't have long to do this.
We don't have long. This is going to have to be the last thing that we do.
Yeah.
That's just what Dick was asking about.
Yes.
Okay.
So technically, the party starts at 6, but I think that my family
won't
have
time.
Is the stairwell in the middle?
Yes. So there is
so
a...
I'm come up right around here. And then
yeah.
Guards.
Oh, do we have a dry erase marker?
Right,
can we draw a map on there?
There's a wet erase marker over there.
Yeah.
Actually, there should be dry erase over there somewhere.
Wait,
what's a wet erase?
You have to have
you have
water.
To have like a wet paper towel to
erase
it.
Water.
Oh.
Okay. Can I see the map?
Oh, don't draw directly on that.
Oh.
That's stapled to the paper.
Right.
Eventually, the wet erase will ruin that. I have clear plastic sheets over here.
Oh.
There with the
you're
not
going to
hand it to me?
Let me everything off of here.
Yeah.
Wonder if we can...
come on. Off of there.
Keep like a transparent grid layer, a map layer, and then a plastic acrylic top.
I can't print onto the glue stuff.
Yeah. Sorry.
I've kind of been waiting for a situation where I just go berserk.
Yeah?
Have you played Barbarian yet?
No.
I have played Barbarian, yes, actually.
Well,
I played it in his trivia game.
Barbarian is...
Wait, what?
I mean, it's...
We
it's
did
gonna
a trivia
the...
game, and I was a Barbarian, so I did awful
it's
because I did not have intelligence.
Oh. I mean, it's the same as Fighter, but you can choose to go increase your stats... every so often.
Barbarian was a lot of fun.
Get advantage on your attacks and things, yeah.
Yeah.
And
this is
crazy.
The...
And die.
There's...
And die. But you came back.
I came back, and then I finally was at peace. Karlach is one of my favorite characters to use in Baldur's Gate because she's a barbarian, and barbarians are fun.
Okay, so...
Look at the clips and...
Yeah.
That's what it's designed for.
Yep.
It hasn't actually been tested for this.
Okay. It's about to be.
Yeah, so the giant triangle is the stairs. The up part is the upstairs hallway.
And we're down here?
So am I down? I'm here?
Are you at the bottom of the stairs or the top of the stairs?
I'm coming up from the basement.
The basement stairs are like over here.
So I'm coming up this way.
Yeah.
Well, you're not in combat yet, so you can freely move.
Yes.
Well, we're going to roll initiative in just 2 minutes. That's what we're figuring out.
Where do these guys go?
Here, scooch.
I'll move.
There's five. Monkey said there was five.
Yeah, okay. So there's going to be one by either door.
It's his job, not really, but...
One over on this side.
Sure.
And then two coming from over this way.
Dual short swords.
So, yeah.
I got another one.
Connor, roll me initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I just texted a response.
Okay, well, I didn't get it. What was your response?
We're still going to be going at 5:55, but we'll be done not long after.
Yeah,
she's
gotta
go.
Oh,
sense.
Wait, do we need to move cars around?
No, not at all. It's just, I've got something going on. I'm selling a car. I've got to sell it right now. A guy wants to buy it, and need to pick Kelly up at 6, but if y'all are going to be going past 6.
We should not be
going
past 6.
We're
going
to be stopping
six.
Like at 6.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be done before that, because the party starts at 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be done.
She's at the pool. You won't forget her, right?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nathan?
Yeah.
Okay.
23.
Oh, gosh.
I rolled a natural 20.
Woo! Lord. Okay. I'm now starting to get really worried about time.
If we need to have this start the next.
Yeah, but you start with combat.
Start
I did kind of start combat right towards the end of this session.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest concern is because I never know how long combat's gonna go.
Yeah.
We could be here for 10 minutes, or we could be here for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Yeah.
So
to be safe.
Yeah.
So okay.
Depends on how well we roll.
Sometimes we don't roll well at all.
Yes.
Okay.
Stenographer, close the report.
Checking in with everyone.